And a pleasant good evening to you. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen here on this Friday night, here on the 1320 WYLS Capital City Recap for the first half hour of the program. And we're going to spend the half hour on an issue that's been ongoing in Ingham County, and it's been brought to the forefront this week, mainly in the Sheriff's Department, some evidence controversy, if you will. Now, it was back in the fall that then-Sheriff Gene Wrigglesworth had informed the public about some missing or damaged property in the Sheriff Department's evidence room. And that has impacted numerous cases over the last several years, especially between 2010 and 2016. Now, during that time that we were informed in the fall, some other details coming out about things like a sewage leak that happened in 2012 that may have contributed to the damage and to some of the evidence that turned up missing. How much of a role did that sewage leak play? Well, we're not really sure. I mean, even up to date. Well, this week, a 5-page report was released in which nearly 80 cases were dismissed. That's according to the report, nearly 80 cases dismissed. The exact total when the report initially came out was 77 cases. That since was bumped up to 79. And so that's created a problem amongst those at the Sheriff's Department. Now, Michigan State Police are still investigating this case. So as far as officers being punished and, you know, who was in the right, who was in the wrong, that really still has, you know, pretty much yet to be decided and won't be until that investigation concludes. Now, this morning, Sheriff Scott Wrigglesworth holding a news conference at the sheriff's office to tell us where we stand right now with this particular issue, and some pretty strong statements made by the sheriff this morning. We attended that news conference, and we're going to bring you some sound from that. Here's the statement made by Sheriff Wrigglesworth this morning about what has become a hot button item at the sheriff's office.
This is a tough but important day for my father, myself, and most importantly, our entire organization. I've got some things to say, so settle in and we'll get started. Early last fall, someone gave the local media information on a sewage leak that possibly destroyed evidence at the sheriff's office. Part of this information given to the media was the fact that the sheriff's office did not immediately notify the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office of any ongoing criminal cases possibly affected by destroyed or missing evidence. The motive for giving this to the media really doesn't matter. To the still unidentified person and to the media who covered the story, I say thank you, and here's why. This information given to the media was just the tip of the iceberg regarding problems with the Sheriff's Office evidence room that had been ongoing for years. The best I can tell, for several years prior to the sewage leak, evidence destruction becoming public in the fall of 2016, the Ingham County Sheriff's Office evidence room had been a sea of failed record keeping, evidence tracking, mismanagement, and a flat-out disaster. Let me be clear. The evidence destroyed by the sewage leak was a very small part of a much bigger problem. A multi-agency Ingham County Sheriff's Office evidence room investigation discovered a systematic failure of record keeping, oversight, and mismanagement with regards to evidence and its associated chain. This went on for years. For those within the department who tried to bring this issue to attention of your supervisors for action, I applaud you. For those who looked the other way or didn't do more to fix the growing problem, I am disappointed. And for any administrator that knew this was an issue but decided to minimize it and or hide the real story from the public we serve or the sheriff himself, shame on you. Maybe the problem got too big, maybe it was protecting your own career, or maybe even to protect the sheriff. Whatever the reason, it was just flat wrong. The old saying is true, you don't know what you don't know. But ultimately, the buck stops with the sheriff himself. Issues with the evidence room, unaccounted for evidence, and most importantly, inadequate evidence tracking has been known for years, and little, if anything, was done to fix it. It is also important to note that deputies, sergeants, and lieutenants were not making the decisions about whether to bring this issue to light to the prosecutor. Like it or not, we work in a paramilitaristic organization where we follow orders. Several members of the sheriff's office tried to get this problem fixed, requested help, and asked, as a matter of fact, pleaded for the prosecutor to be told, For those people, I say thank you. These decisions of status quo came from the Sheriff's Office administration, period. Other than Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth and myself, I'm not going to name names at this press conference or ask afterwards. If you want to put names to positions in the story, that's up to you. I will say that in the former sheriff's organizational chart, the administrator in charge of the evidence room, quartermaster, for the last several years was the field services major. That person is retired, and that administrative position has been completely eliminated from our organization. In the world of criminal justice, few things are more important than the chain of custody involving evidence in criminal cases. From start to finish, every movement and person involved have to be documented. With regards to the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, to say the process was flawed and inadequate is an understatement. Soon after the information became public, several things happened. The Michigan State Police was requested by then-prosecutor Gretchen Whitmer to open a criminal case with respect to the Sheriff's Office evidence room and if any crimes were committed with improperly handling evidence. Possible theft, among other things, are being investigated. The majority of these cases they looked into are guns, drugs, and money, the big three. The State Police's criminal investigation is ongoing, and I will not comment on it. The Ingham County prosecutor started its own audit of current criminally prosecuted cases possibly affected by missing or destroyed evidence. These findings were made public earlier this week. In 2016, the Sheriff's Office started our own evidence room inventory, determined what we had, why we had it, and more importantly, what was missing. Since last fall, the Sheriff's Office has had two people pretty much working full-time going through years of evidence records to determine what we have, what we don't, and why. We also went through over 1,600 possibly still open cases, case by case, to see if we had the evidence, and if not, advise the prosecutor on these potentially open cases and that there was an evidence issue. Of the cases from 2010 until 2016, I'm saddened to report that the Sheriff's Office internal audit discovered the following. 1,758 cases were improperly tracked from start to finish. The evidence is either missing, poorly tracked, or destroyed, and sadly, we don't know why or when for most of them. The vast majority of these cases involve non-prosecutable cases. 79 cases involving ongoing prosecution were affected and subsequently dismissed by the prosecutor's office, hence the report earlier this week and last night. 4 guns are unaccounted for, most likely due to poor record keeping. 17 cases involving money seized as evidence are in question, totaling $398, and 541 cases involving drugs were affected. Yes, that number is correct, 541. There are many reasons why and how this happened. First, lack of stability and turnover. The office is currently in its 6th quartermaster in the last 10 years. Historically, this position has been a law enforcement officer, often getting pulled in a million different directions. Poor training. Many deputies were unaware of how to log evidence into the system, and many quartermasters struggled with properly tracking evidence in the system as well. Space. The evidence room, shelving, and other items needed to effectively run an evidence room were inadequate. Procedure. Historically, the Ingham County Sheriff's Office used evidence disposition sheets to determine if evidence should be disposed. Too many people making decisions while using a misguided program to make these decisions. And attention to detail. The overwhelming reason the evidence room turned into a mess was a plain lack of attention to detail. Simply put, some quartermasters just didn't care. No doubt there was contributing factors, but the one I can't forgive is not giving a rip. In my opinion, the number one reason the evidence room turned into a huge mess was some people didn't care, and they went unchecked for years. Lastly, lack of leadership. I will leave that one at that. To me, reasons are different than excuses. There are reasons this happened. The fact that it happened and continued to happen for years is inexcusable.
Now, the sheriff would wrap up the news conference by apologizing in his position as sheriff to people ranging from residents to prosecutors, defendants involved in all the affected cases. So there, from the sound of it, you get a pretty good idea of what was discussed this morning at that press conference out at the sheriff's office down in Mason. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to stay on this issue. We're going to speak with County Commissioner Kara Hope, who is playing a role in this particular issue to an extent. And we'll talk more about that coming up right here on the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap. Rich Hurl filling in for Michael Cohen here in this first half hour of the program on more compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.